In the Locker Room with Tunch and Wolf is presented by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Northwest Savings Bank, where people make the difference. And by your project professionals at 84 Lumber. Now, back to Tunch Ilkin and Craig Wolfley on the AM home of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 970 ESPN.
All right, back in the locker room, and we are live at Steelers Worldwide headquarters on the south side.
That a boy.
Yeah, you. I know you would catch that. And we're just starting our fantasy football segment. By the way, you can line up your calls for Mike Harmon at 412-922-2874. Of course, he is our resident guru from Fox Fantasy Football and all things fantasy sports. What's up, Mikey? How are you? Mikey, you there?
There I am.
Oh, here we go.
There you go. I heard the nice little staticky thing, so here I come.
All right.
Week three, baby.
We're doing great. How about yourself, brother?
Locked and loaded, trying to recover for some really bad football in week two. The officials will leave them off to the side, just play in general. Pretty sloppy. A lot of would-be fantasy heroes went down to bitter defeats a week ago. A lot of infighting, a lot of finger-pointing. Hey, it's week two in the NFL.
You know, Michael, I have to say, I'm really disappointed here. What happened to my man, Antonio Gates, and why didn't nobody tell me he was hurt?
Did he play a hurt guy?
Hasn't he played hurt for the last 6 years?
Yeah, it seemed like it, but you know what? I didn't realize that being hurt was really hurt, as in not even seeing the field.
Rib injury. We saw him gasping for air in week one, and all reports were that he was going to go, and we were even on air Sunday morning. It looked like he was going to go. All the guys from the Union Tribune saying it's a flat jacket situation, and he's ready to go, and all of a sudden we had to call the hot route, so we started screaming it from the megaphones and whatever we could get, and people had to go to the desperate plays, and a couple of ways it worked out, but certainly a lot of folks took a big goose egg last week.
So let me ask you, is he down this week?
From now, they're saying he's going to go. I would be hitting the wire. You could have found Dennis Pitta or Martellus Bennett, two guys that are bordering on top 10 plays this week. Martellus Bennett, an absolute monster tonight with Hakeem Nicks out.
Hey, Mike, so does Jermichael Finley get froze out this week? Do I go with Vernon Davis instead of him?
I'm going to go with Vernon Davis. I like the matchup going up against Minnesota, Alex Smith coming into his own and, you know, starting to make better decisions, and they're opening things up for him a little bit, taking more shots downfield. Michael Crabtree coming up big for him on Sunday night. With Jermichael Finley, his camp's already pointing fingers at Aaron Rodgers. That means it goes one of two ways. Either they try to feed him early or he gets frozen out, and going up against Seattle, I don't think it matters. That's a really good defense.
Okay, so do I go with Aaron Rodgers or Phillip Rivers this week?
I'm going to go with Rivers at home against Atlanta. No Brent Grimes in the secondary. He's got Floyd. He's got Meacham. Still a question of whether he's got Antonio Gates. But, hey, he's got Dante Rosario, the man with the hat trick last week. And Ryan Matthews is expected to suit up, which will help spread that offense out a little bit.
All right, and my bench guy, do I go with another – I've got three options. Chris Johnson, Wes Welker, or Jermichael Finley.
Boy, you like bad locker rooms, don't you?
Yeah.
You like guys that are cursing each other out. I always go touches in that kind of situation with Welker. Still fearful that Julian Edelman is going to leech into some of his workload, as well as Danny Woodhead. With Finley, again, going up against Seattle, not going it with Johnson. I'm fearful that Javon Ringer eventually takes some of his job, but not a bad matchup this week for him.
So you go Johnson?
I'll go with Johnson against Detroit. Figure the secondary's terrible, which means Locker should be able to get some stuff downfield. Kenny Britt, another week removed from the injury, should be worked in a little bit more. Nate Washington also a little more healthy. So I'm going to look for Johnson to have a bit of a bounce back here. No, we're not, but seeing as we're coming from, 11-4 and about 21 yards total, that doesn't say much.
Do I worry that the way to treat Megatron was discovered last week?
Well, he still finished with 94 yards.
Yeah, so.
So for fantasy purposes, eventually, what just shocks me all the time is.
Gee, I thought it was 49 yards. I think I'm dyslexic.
How do you not go and just keep chucking the ball downfield to these guys?
Yeah.
You know, Arizona with Larry Fitzgerald, he finishes with 5 targets, 1 catch. Back-to-back weeks, they win games, but he's not involved at all, and now they have a terrible matchup against Philadelphia. Likewise with Megatron, this week goes up against Tennessee. I think you're looking for a much better day.
All right, let's go to the phones, 412-922-2874. 2874, Mike in Bridgeville, you're on with Mike in California.
Hey, I got a question. Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan?
Ooh, nice problem to have. I've got Stafford just a notch higher. San Diego's defense, obviously they haven't exactly played world beaters in Oakland and Tennessee, but pretty good secondary. The concern for them is still on the offense with Gates and the O-line and such. With Stafford, we saw him shut down last week. Played two pretty good defenses. St. Louis a bit underrated coming into the year, and you saw what they're able to do a little bit. They kept Robert Griffin III from going insane, and then against San Francisco, didn't get beat down too much. I think, you know, you have an opportunity here for Stafford to get right a little bit today.
Okay.
All right, 412-922-2874, your fantasy football questions for the Swollen Dome. Let's go to John. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
What's up?
I got two quick questions for Mike. The first question is Malcolm Floyd or Marcus Colston?
Colson, even though he's dealing with the foot injury, just a glorious matchup for them going against Kansas City. A lot of points being scored this week.
Second question is Daryl Richardson worth keeping stashed on my roster, or should I try and pick someone up like Mike Williams at receiver?
Always a question of how deep is your league. How will you need Williams before you'll need potentially the stashed running back, but Steven Jackson obviously banged up a little bit, not a guy that we were used to seeing on the injury report because he sleeps in that hyperbaric chamber, which keeps him all nice and fresh for the next week, you know, regenerative powers and what have you. I'd keep Richardson, I think, stashed. Williams is a guy who's always going to be a third or fourth wide receiver. You saw one big play last week, the 41-yard touchdown, but otherwise he was invisible against a secondary that, you know, if Josh Freeman were accurate, Vincent Jackson could add a 400-yard day.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.
If you heard a lot of rustling there, Mike, I apologize for my partner here, Tunch. He's like breaking into his vitamin bag. I don't know whether he's jonesing
or what.
Oh, did you hear that?
Say your prayers and eat your vitamins.
That's right. That's about it.
All right, let's go to the phones, 412-922-2874. Ed and Castle Shannon. Ed, you're on with Mike.
Hi, guys. I have two inconsistent quarterbacks, and who should I play this week? I got Michael Vick or Tony Romo.
You're going to go with Tony Romo at home against that Tampa Bay secondary. You know, obviously they got off on Eli Manning early, but he came back with a vengeance with Michael Vick. Tough spot going up against Arizona. Defense, I think, was a little underrated coming in. They did well last week. Gostkowski was really the only offense that New England had, and ultimately he couldn't put them over. So looking for Romo to have a day.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, 412-922-2874. Let's go on Matt on the cell. Matt, you're in the locker room with Mike.
Hi, guys. Great show. Two quick questions for you. Mike, Eli Manning or RG3?
RG3 all day long. Top five play this week in a battle of who's left standing on defense. Cincinnati lost a couple guys to IR. Obviously, Arakpo and Carrick are out. They're going to need to score some points.
Excellent. My other question, I need two of these guys, Chris Johnson, D'Angelo Williams, Michael Turner, or Lance Moore?
We're going to go with Lance Moore, anticipating some points, and then we're going to pick one out of a hat in the running backs. I just finished ranking. You'll find those up on the Dome and on FoxSports.com. I've got Johnson first out of those three. With Carolina, even though you could score some points, if Stewart's active tonight, you've got a three-headed monster returning, and Mike Tolbert still creeping around at the goal line to vulture a touchdown. No thanks. Michael Turner obviously had his off the field transgressions after the big win this week, but right now it doesn't look like he's got it in full gear, so we're going to leave him out and hope for a better day with Johnson and a good matchup.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right.
Take care.
412-922-2874. Let's go to Tim in South Carolina. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome.
Hey, would you go with RG3 or Matt Stafford?
RG3, a notch ahead of Stafford this week. Stafford with a solid matchup against Tennessee. That offense still hasn't gotten it going. What I like about RG3 is controlled, calculated, and called run plays, giving you that extra 30, 40 yards, get you the extra push you need to get you over the top. And you might get Garcon back this week as well.
All right, excellent. Now, Ryan Matthews, do you think he's coming back? And if so, would you start him?
He's a second running back probably on the back end there in that late teens, early 20s mode again because we have so many committee situations and tertiary guys creeping in. But if he's cleared, you know, they'll use him. I mean, they're not going to bring him back earlier than they have to, particularly getting out to the 2-0 start, which is uncharacteristic of the North Turner teams of late. So if he's active, that means he's ready to take on a bigger workload. So I would look for the 15 to 20 touches and get him into your lineup.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, let's go to Sean on the cell. Sean, welcome to the locker room.
Thank you, guys. Two quick questions. My first question is, Darren McFadden was my number one pick. I don't like his matchup. I have D'Angelo Williams, so if Stewart doesn't play, should I use D'Angelo instead of McFadden this week?
If you get the last-minute notice that Stewart's not going to go, then I could see making that call out, particularly McFadden. I just wonder if his tongue was dragging for week two after being used so much week one, particularly as a receiver running up and down the field and then coming out of the short week. Miami's defense also one of those that if we liked anything coming out of the preseason other than Ryan Tannehill's wife, it was the Miami defense. With D'Angelo Williams, just tough. I mean, you had week one with these six carries for negative 1 yards against a Tampa Bay run defense that had been run over last year, and obviously they were hurt and got healthy, but they abandoned the run so quickly. I'm worried that Rob Chudzinski does that to you again. So I'm reticent to get him, but if Stewart is deactivated, that means you at least get probably 12 to 15 touches, which makes him a better play.
Thank you. And number two is actually about the Dolphins. Do I use the Dolphins defense or the Broncos defense? I'm kind of stuck there.
Well, you've got Denver hosting the Houston Texans. Haven't really been tested yet. We're looking at them with the run game and a little bit of balance. Matt Schaub didn't really have to do a whole lot. And you saw Andre Johnson's quote of just run it down their throats this past week. I think Miami's probably your better play. See if they can get after Matt. Mark Sanchez,
great.
I should say. Sorry.
Thank you very much.
I've got so many mats. Be good. Good luck.
412-922-2874. Let's go to John at McMurray. John, welcome to the locker room.
Hey, guys. I have two quick questions. My receivers are Victor Cruz, Steve Smith from Carolina, and Jordy Nelson. I have Amendola on my bench. Should Amendola take over for any of those three guys?
PPR or no?
Yes, PPR.
Then he takes over for Jordy Nelson this week. That and you did a little bit of peacocking, so you're banned. Just kidding.
And one more question. I have Greg Olsen as my tight end who hasn't done anything, but the guy from Minnesota is a free agent. Should I pick him up and start him over Olsen?
Like Kyle Rudolph last week, no targets in the first half, came through strongly. Second half, this week going up against San Francisco, not exactly your most advantageous of matchups. I think Olsen's got a better play tonight as they look to take care of business at home.
Yeah, definitely, and I have Carolina's quarterback, too, so that actually is why I drafted.
There you go, double up. And he looks like Thor. You got to like that. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. 412-922-2874. Let's go to Pete on the cell. Pete, welcome to the locker room.
Thank you. I have two quick questions as well. I've got Larry Fitz, and as you know, he hasn't been doing a whole lot, and I'm proposing a trade within my league because one of my other guys is a little fed up with Wes Welker.
So am I. Me, join the club.
Should I pursue that trade? Who do you see long-term being more productive of the two?
Fitzgerald, there's no pettiness potentially involved here. Even though Welker got his $9 million, you're looking at the week one snap count concerning. Last week wasn't on the field until Hernandez got hurt and then finishes with 11 targets. The fact that they still like Julian Edelman and will work him into the system. I think long-term, Fitzgerald is your better play, going to be your more sure play. Just going to take a little while to get there, and you're going to have these frustrated games in the mix. This week, I've got him 19th, which might be the lowest Larry Fitzgerald's ever been ranked.
Right. And my second question is how long should we stay with Chris Johnson? Is he going to turn this around?
I think we need to kill him.
Wow, look at that.
I'm using him as my bench guy. I'm just kidding.
It's because he took shots at the offensive line, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
He's just bitter because he took shots at the O-line. Look, he's another guy. We have 1 year of seeing this where out of the gate slowly – and then finish strong. The bottom line is, what are you going to get, a bucket of balls for him at this point? I mean, you're going to get a backup running back or a fourth receiver or some lackluster quarterback. You're not trading him. come on.
No, I just want to know whether I should start him.
This week he's a back-end RB2. I've got him, I think 21st was what I ended up ranking him, and I don't know that I feel terribly good about it.
Don't do it, Pete. It'll break your heart.
But the bottom line is you drafted him highly, and there's no trade value at all right now.
Right. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Pete.
Did you see that?
What's that?
Did you see how dejected he sounded? I broke his heart.
You did. I mean, you know, when you draft Chris Johnson, you're thinking serious points. And then what you saw the first 2 weeks, and then you hear him going, we got to block somebody. We just can't get beat on the defense.
Horrible.
You start, you're going, okay, he's done.
Who do you think whined more, Chris Johnson or Jay Cutler?
I don't know.
Jay Cutler at least went after the guy he wanted to whine at.
Right.
Hey. He shouldn't have laid his hands on him, but you could at least see, you know, what he should have gone is gone and started shoving Mike Tyson, Lovie Smith around, saying, hey, get that guy some help.
Yeah, or it's
leave
definitely
that guy
Mike
on
Tyson.
An island. He's in trouble.
That's right. Did you have a question, Tad, before we
super
go to break?
Quick question. Heath Miller or Dante Rosario?
Heath Miller. I'm expecting Antonio Gates to play, and even if he doesn't, you're not getting another hat trick. Don't get greedy.
All right. Where are you going to be this weekend, Mike?
Locked and Loaded on FSR, 3 hours Sunday morning. You can find me on the Twitter and Facebook at Fantasy Freaks, at Swollen Dome. SwollenDome.com rankings going up as we speak.
Wow. The Swollen Dome himself on our show. Thank you, Michael. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Mike Harmon from Fox Fantasy Football. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more stuff right here in the locker room.